On Wings of Song, some words of life, moments of melody. John Wesley once said, "I want to know one thing, the way to heaven, how to land safe on that happy shore." God has condescended to teach the way. For this very end he came from heaven. He hath written it down in a book. Oh, give me that book. At any price, give me the book of God. A quotation from John Wesley.
Jesus is the friend of sinners, friend of sinners, friend of sinners. Jesus is the friend of sinners. He can set you free. If you trust him,
Gospel of John, we read these words, "But these are recorded so that you will believe that he is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing in him, you will have life." From Romans chapter 15, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." And then this verse from John's first letter, 1 John 5:13. "I have written this to you who believe in the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life."
Jesus is the friend of sinners, friend of sinners.
Here's a tribute to the Bible. This book contains the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, and the happiness of believers. Its doctrines are holy, its precepts are binding, its histories are true, and its decisions are immutable. Read it to be wise, believe it to be saved, and practice it to be holy. It contains light to direct you, food to support you, and comfort to cheer you. It is the traveler's map, the pilot's compass, the soldier's sword, and the Christian's charter. Here paradise is restored, heaven opened, and the gates of hell disclosed. Christ is its grand subject, our good its design, and the glory of God its end. Read it slowly, frequently, prayerfully. It is a mine of wealth, a paradise of glory, and a river of pleasure. It will reward the greatest labor and condemn all who trifle with its sacred contents. It is the book of books, God's book, the revelation of God to man.